everybody. Welcome to Drive Through HR. Your host, Brian Limpen, William Tinkup, and Nisha coming to you live every day talking about human resources. Well, my partners are busy today, Brian and William, so it's me and our wonderful guest, Joyce Justin. Hey, Joyce, welcome to the show. How are you doing today?
Well, thank you very much. I'm doing excellent. Thank you. Excited to be here.
Well, glad to hear that. Well, do us a favor, introduce yourself to the audience.
Okay. I'm Joyce Chastain. I'm the president of the HR Florida State Council, and I also, in my non-volunteer role, run a very busy HR consulting practice that is just full service in nature. So I don't sleep much. Did I lose you?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
We were going away for a while there.
That's okay. Technical things just happen. Hello, Joyce.
Yes, I can hear you fine now.
Yeah, okay. So I'm pretty much excited about HR Florida coming up in August. So at this moment, what's keeping you up all night?
I think if I had to boil that down to a single sentence, I think I would tell you it's probably trying to be all things to all people. And I don't say that in jest. It's just, I stay very busy serving high demanding clients, and they deserve to be so. And then at the same time, we're very busy with the HR Florida State Council. We have a lot of initiatives coming up. We've got a council meeting in 2 weeks, and immediately after that, we're doing a state Day on the Hill event for 3 days in Tallahassee. Then following that, we have our Executive Leadership Summit in May, which is an invitation-only event that we do for the CHROs of the largest employers. I started to say in the state of Florida, it started out that way. Last year was our first event, our inaugural event, and this year we are building on the successes that we had last year, and we had some CHROs from other states reach out and ask if they could attend as well. So we're looking forward to that event selling out. We do cap the attendance because it's not really intended to be like a full-blown conference. It's intended to be very intimate and a setting where people can engage with their peers on a more personal level than might be afforded at a conference. So that's the Executive Leadership Summit coming up in May. And then, as you referenced earlier, the big event is the HR Florida State Conference happening in August on the 19th through the 21st. We're expecting somewhere around 2,000 folks to descend on Orlando, Florida, for our 35th annual conference. We are so excited about being able to celebrate our heritage, and that's what we intend to do. We've got a lot of things going on in celebration of our 35th year. We are inviting back to our conference as many of our former council presidents as we can locate and asking them to be a part of our program. And we have each of our chapters doing a video competition where we're asking them to use their own communities to take videos of historical events and include in the themes include the theme in their video, and then the winners will be shown during the general session. So some of our chapters have gotten into some very elaborate production schemes, so these are going to be some pretty awesome videos. I can't wait to see them. I'm just so excited about that. It's always fun when our chapters get involved, and they get very competitive too. So It does make it very interesting.
Wow, this is pretty exciting. And more than that, adding to that happiness, it's 35th anniversary of the conference. And I know you all are celebrating, the entire Florida is celebrating. I hope so, right?
I'm sorry. Could you say that again?
I'm hoping the entire Florida is celebrating the 35th anniversary of the conference.
I believe so. We are so excited about it. You know, I just looked a little while ago, and we're 151 days away from the conference. So that seems like, I don't know, just it's going to be here before you know it. It's right around the corner. We got a lot of work to do. We're all rolling up our sleeves and getting very busy at this point.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting. I can see in your website that countdown. It shows the days and time that's left to the show. So
yes,
that's pretty exciting.
The excitement is mounting, yes. We love our little countdown clock. It reminds us all that we have a very short period of time and a lot of work yet to be done. We've got some pretty amazing speakers coming in for the conference as well. Our keynotes, one of them is Aaron Ralston. Now, that name may not be familiar to a lot of folks, but he is the personal inspiration for the movie 127 Hours. So he's going to talk about his journey, his struggle, and the life-changing and very difficult decision that he made when he was stuck between, I guess it was a crevice and a rock, and had to do his own arm amputation in order to survive. So a very interesting story. I suspect our attendees will be on the edge of their seat with that one. Sheila Johnson is also joining us, and she's the co-founder of the BET Network. So a strong entrepreneurial woman. I'm really excited for her to be with us. And then our third keynote is Peter Sheehan, and he's the author of Flip, and Generation Y, and also the founder of Change Labs. So he will be talking, addressing our audience about generational changes and in the workplace and just lifestyle changes that have resulted from generational changes as well. So all three of them, exciting speakers, but a very different message.
Yeah, this is pretty inspirational and motivational speakers, and then that will be a pretty much great event that's going to happen. Well, at this point, my question is, what would be some of the highlights of this year's HR Florida conference, you know, compared to last year? I know this is 35th anniversary, and then we have great speakers coming up. But then your regular participants, for them, what could be some of the highlights for this year's HR Florida conference?
Probably the biggest thing that's going to be different this year for most of our attendees is that for the first time in 7 years, we're going to be at a new location. We're moving to the Hilton Bonnet Creek, which is located on Disney property. It is not a Disney hotel, but it is on Disney property, which means that our attendees can bring their families. They can use the Disney shuttles to go back and forth to the three theme parks. And that we have been in Orlando for a number of years, but we have not been on Disney property for the last 7. And while we have loved where we have been for the last 7 years, our attendees requested a change. And so that's going to be exciting. And we will sell out the two hotels. There's two hotels in the convention center, in the center of the two hotels. And we will sell out both sides of the hotel, which means it's only going to be HR professionals on property for the time that we're there. And that'll be fun, too, because we've not been the exclusive event before, and which means, you know, the pools will belong to us, the restaurants, all of the shopping venues. It will only be us on property during the time that we're there. So that's exciting, I think.
Wow, that's pretty awesome. And how about Day on the Hill. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Sure. So representatives from our chapters, the legislative representatives of our chapters, will come to Tallahassee, and our state legislative directors are in charge of this event. We're going to have some employment law attorneys speak to the attendees regarding pending legislation as well as recent changes in the regulatory environment. And then we've also got a speaker from the Florida Chamber who will be there to talk about the Chamber's agenda regarding pending legislation and how that impacts Florida businesses or Florida employers. So we'll spend some time talking with our attendees about the pending legislative issues, the bills that may have been introduced, where they stand with the lawmakers at that point, and then we will also share the SHRM/HR Florida position on that pending legislation. And then the attendees will have appointments with the representative from their districts. So then once we have our tip-off event and we inform them of the issues and do a bit of a deep dive into what the issues are, why we either are supporting them or are opposing them, and then the representatives will go off and meet with their lawmakers. And then we will reassemble and we'll have a little bit of a debrief to see how the meetings went and share, you know, some of the people that will share that attended will share their stories of having spoken with their lawmakers.
That's pretty interesting. Well, talking about that video competition that you're going to do as part of the themed night, let's dig into that fun part of it.
Well, so the competition was teed up at the last council meeting. We do something kind of unique, I think, in that part of our a member of our conference team served as the chapter ambassador liaison. So each of our chapters has an ambassador, and that person's role is to drive attendance at the conference. So to assist the ambassador with building excitement and momentum among the chapter attendees, we have this video competition this year. So their instructions were to use the historical perspective, HR Florida, past, present, and future, along with our logo, which is an orange, our conference logo is a cluster of oranges. So they have to use an orange in their video, and it has to be something about an HR Florida historical perspective. They can use as many or as few members of their chapter as they want in the video, but it can't be more than 3 minutes. And then they submit their completed video to a team who will judge them, and then there will be, you know, some prizes awarded, and they're pretty significant. It's complimentary registrations for future conferences, so, and that will go back to the chapter, and then the chapter can decide how to use it. They can auction them off, or they can use them to send to their board, or just however they choose. So we're excited about it. We're looking forward to some great entries. As I said earlier, we've already gotten a little bit of a heads up of what some of our chapters are doing. You know, some others are trying to keep it really quiet and a secret so that nobody will steal their idea. But it's everybody's certainly getting into the spirit of it all.
Yeah, this would be fun. And then it's kind of teamwork, right, putting up this video together and all, so.
It absolutely is. You know, we did something like this when we celebrated our 30th anniversary. We invited, or our entertainment on that Tuesday night was Morris Day in the Time, and we had each of our chapters prepare and submit a video of a Morris Day song, so like an MTV video. And my chapter actually rented out a TV news studio. We had some folks from FSU, from Florida State University, come in and help us with our audio and video. And, I mean, we spent days practicing because we actually sang this song and danced, and we had musicians. It took a lot of effort, but I got to be such close professional friends and contacts with the other people who participated in the video. And there's a real good chance I might not have ever really known them if it hadn't been for that event.
Wow, that's pretty cool. Well, I'm going to do a quick research, Joyce. Well, we are talking with our wonderful guest, Joyce Chesterton, and interesting conversation going on about HR Florida conference that's going to happen on August 19th through 21st of 2013 at Orlando, Florida. Well, Joyce, this is something very personal to me because I'm a volunteer contributor at my local shrimp chapter. So, what are some of your thoughts for developing diversity among state and local chapter and, how to work together for that?
I think you have to focus on all of your events being inclusive. And what I mean by, and I guess you start with the leadership team. We all have a tendency to think within our own parameters. So if we have diversity on our leadership team, we're going to automatically have diversity on the chapter initiatives, and all of the events are going to be inclusive because everyone is going to be thinking within their own parameters and inviting those folks that they know and that they work with on a regular basis or volunteer with on a regular basis. Now that I've said that, the problem then becomes in how do we get diversity in our leadership team if you don't first have diversity in your chapter. So you've got to do some heavy-duty recruiting and make sure that your meetings and your events are at a time and a place that are accessible to a wide assortment of HR professionals at all levels of their career. One of the ways that we've been fairly successful with that is engaging and starting student chapters so that we're tapping into the folks who are getting human resources degrees and providing an opportunity for them to participate in chapter and statewide initiatives. And so we're hitting the students before they're ever getting out into the workplace, making them feel welcome and acclimated into the various events that are going on in their communities and then at the state level as well. We usually have a state reception or a reception for the students at our state council, our conference, and then have some activities for them during the conference as well at a greatly reduced registration fee.
Well, that's great. Well, thank you for this great insight. And I know, state chapters are highly active on social media, but I'm not finding that same enthusiasm in local chapters. So What are your advice to those local shrimp chapters, or what it takes for them to get onto social media?
Well, we have a leadership conference every year, and one of the sessions that we offer during that leadership conference, and all 28 of our chapters participate in the leadership conference. They send their boards to the conference. There's no charge to attend. HR Florida provides the conference to our chapter members. And one of our breakout sessions is always about leveraging social media at a chapter level to engage your members, to drive traffic to your website, to encourage attendance at your events, And we do a very good job of explaining the how. And for those folks, those chapter members who have not been participating in social media, we have a workshop where we actually get them set up, help them get a Twitter account open, suggest some folks for them to follow right away that would be of interest to them and would keep them engaged. We have a strong social media head of our council, Stephen Harrison, and he's done a great job of assisting the chapters in building Facebook pages and being involved in social media to help drive traffic back to their site, so people can, especially on Facebook, where they can see visually what the chapter is doing and then, you know, click on a link and go back to the chapter website and actually register for the event. It's been very beneficial.
Well, thank you. Well, talking about social media reminds me to ask you the in-person, presence or in-person networking. Is in-person networking still important for HR professionals? And, if so, what are some best opportunities when you have limited time?
Oh, I absolutely believe that in-person networking is essential. It's one of the best ways to gain knowledge of components of HR where you may have had limited access or limited experience. I learn a whole lot just sitting around a table with other HR professionals and listening to the conversation that's going on. I love social media, but I don't know that it will ever replace the value that comes from the in-person discussions and the opportunity to expand your real network as opposed to your virtual network. I think it's very beneficial. So how do you do it? Going to chapter meetings. Just being a member of a chapter and reading the monthly newsletter or checking out the website is not enough. You got to go to the chapter meetings. You got to go to the chapter events and get to know other people. And even that is not enough. Once you get to know those people, make a point to have lunch with one or two of them every month. And then, participate in the state-level activities as well. And then further expand that. Get involved in the national organization. Get involved in SHRM. Go to the conference. Go to some of the regional events that they do. It's a great way to meet people who do exactly what you do or do a part of what you do and to develop great professional colleagues that you can call on from time to time when you hit a snag in your own career, either because you're tackling something for the first time or you might be looking to expand your own career, change your profession. These are people that once they invest in you as an individual and a person, they will be happy to continue to invest in you in your career as well.
That's totally true. It's not just reading the monthly newsletter or just retweeting whatever tweets you received. It's all about taking that relationship in real life, right?
Exactly. And quite frankly, that's exactly how our chapters get people to renew their membership. The people who just join and check out the website and never come to anything are not engaged, and they're very likely not going to renew their membership when it comes time to do that. The people who come to the chapter meetings, who see value in them, who develop relationships with other chapter members, are going to happily renew every year because they see the value, they realize that their membership in the local chapter is contributing to their personal and their professional development.
True, and adding to that, more than that, the state and local chapters are a great way to do volunteer jobs. What's your thoughts on that?
That state and local chapters are a great way to I'm sorry, I didn't hear the rest of it.
I'm sorry. For volunteer opportunities?
Oh, yes, ma'am, they are. I'm living proof of that. Yes, it's there. There is a definite need in every chapter and in every state association, no matter how accomplished, no matter how large. They can always use additional volunteers. And I believe that people have an intrinsic need to be needed. And that's another great way to engage people in your chapter, to get them to want to continue to be a part of it, is to show to them that you need them. So I like to give people a job. I like to give them something to do and keep them busy and to keep them a contributing member. So, and most everybody wants to be asked. They want to be asked to volunteer. They're not going to come forward. The leaders of the organization have got to reach out and say to them, hey, I've got the perfect role for you, because people really do want to be a part of an organization.
Wonderful. Well, we have about 3 minutes left, so where can people find and connect with you? Can you please share your blog, your Twitter ID, your LinkedIn profile, and contact us, HR Florida?
Sure. The HR Florida website is hrflorida.org, and there's a directory there that has all of our council positions on it. You know, we have 66 council positions. So when we have a council meeting like we do coming up in a couple of weeks, we will have about 100 people in attendance just under 100, because we have our 66 council positions, and then we have our president-elects as well from our chapter. So fairly good-sized group there, but all of the contact information for the full council positions is on the HR Florida website. My Twitter handle is at Joyce Chastain, and my email is joyce.chastain@hrflorida.org. And we would welcome anyone who wants more information about any of the upcoming HR Florida events to reach out to me, and we'll talk through it.
Well, wonderful. And what's the hashtag for HR Florida Conference?
It's HRFL13.
Great. Well, one quick last question, Joyce. What is your advice to those who are going to attend this HR Florida Conference for the first time? How can they get the most of it?
If they're coming for the first time, I would recommend that they come a day early and do the orientation session that we will have on that Sunday afternoon to explain how the conference works, how the tracks work, the various concurrent sessions, choosing the one that's appropriate for your skill level and your interest. We'll go into significant detail about that. But we also have pre-conference sessions on that Sunday. So if you're a first-time attendee, I recommend taking in the whole event, coming in on Saturday, being there for first thing Sunday morning with the pre-conference sessions, and staying all the way to the end. Don't skip out on anything. Don't stay in the hotel room. You won't get to sleep much, but you will definitely have an amazing professional experience.
Totally. Well, thank you, Joyce. Thank you so much for being here. It's been wonderful discussion happen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, please follow HR Florida, attend the conference, talk to HR professionals, and make that relationship in real life. It takes only, few moments just to hang out with the people and build a relationship. So thank you. Thank you all for listening to Drive Through HR. You're all here.